From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The latest economic data out this morning from the Department of Labor show that the prices consumers pay for goods did not rise in July. The Consumer Price Index was unchanged from the month before, erasing worries about inflation. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The government is pumping money into the financial system and doing all it can to stimulate the economy. And that makes some analysts worry that it might spark inflation. But not so far, which is good because it gives the Federal Reserve a free hand to keep up its economic rescue efforts. Nigel Galt is an economist at IHS Global Insights.
There's nothing happening there on the inflation front. We're not seeing any signs of the inflation that some people are worried about. So it gives the Fed time to gradually remove its stimulus rather than panic that inflation is just around the corner.
Also this week, economies in Europe showed signs of growth. Many analysts think the U.S. economy is starting to grow again, too. But sluggish retail sales were a reminder that the economic recovery will be painfully slow. Unemployment is likely to remain high through next year. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
And the government reports production at the nation's factories, mines, and utilities rose more than analysts expected in July. It was the first gain in 9 months, most of it due to higher output by auto companies. President Obama is scheduled to be in the small southwest Montana community of Belgrade today for another town hall meeting. The president is bringing his health care message to several western states over the next few days. Jackie Yamanaka of Yellowstone Public Radio has more.
Montana is the home of Democratic Senator Max Baucus. As chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, he's leading the Senate's efforts to overhaul the nation's health care system. At the town hall meeting in Belgrade, Mr. Obama is expected to advocate for prohibiting insurance companies from dropping or watering down insurance coverage for those who become seriously ill. After that meeting, the president and his family will visit nearby Yellowstone National Park. Admission is free for many of the national parks this weekend to encourage people to visit. Mr. Obama will then travel to Grand Junction, Colorado, the Grand Canyon, and finally Phoenix, Arizona, before returning to Washington, D.C. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Yamanaka in Billings, Montana.
There are wildfires burning in most regions of California today. More than 2,200 people from Bonny Doon and nearby communities close to the coastal city of Santa Cruz have been ordered to evacuate. The Lockheed Fire burning there has burned nearly 3,000 acres in the rugged mountainous area. And the Corral Fire on the eastern edge of the San Francisco Bay Area has burned 4,000 acres. Stocks are down this morning. The Dow Jones Industrials down 92 points at 9304, the NASDAQ down 27 at 1981, the S&P 500 down 10. This is NPR News. The only person ever convicted in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, is abandoning his appeal. The bombing killed 270 people. We have more from Larry Miller in London.
After fighting for years to overturn his conviction, Abdelbaset Ali al-Megrahi has told the court he won't be going ahead with the appeal he insisted would prove him innocent of planting explosives on the New York-bound flight. Megrahi is suffering from terminal cancer, and according to reports, he'll be released next week on compassionate grounds to return to Libya to die. Under terms of prisoner release agreements between the UK and Libya, no transfer can happen while legal proceedings are underway. Those who supported Megrahi's appeal in the belief he was wrongly convicted were looking forward to the case being reopened with the evidence re-examined. Now, if the court accepts his application to drop the appeal, that won't happen. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Football star Michael Vick, who's completed a prison sentence after being convicted of running a dog-fighting ring, is being picked up by the Philadelphia Eagles. The team's quarterback, Donovan McNabb, says he has no problem with having Vick on the team.
He served his time. He's got up publicly and expressed his remorse. He's expressed how he felt, what happened, and he's moving on.
Before he was suspended in 2006, Michael Vick had been the highest paid NFL player at that time with the Atlanta Falcons. Tiger Woods is doing everything he can with his last chance to win a golf major this year. He took the lead by one shot in Chaska, Minnesota yesterday after the first round. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.